Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Urban with host Felicia Bradshaw
and Urban Grapevine Magazine Project.
Your number one source for the hottest author in urban fiction talk. Get put on. Yes. Book it at let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. Boom!
On my hips, hold me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, touch my back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip shish, quick slip, hips dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue trick. And you're so thick, and you're so
Drama B.
And it's your girl, Chris Renee.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to Penetrations After Dark.
Hey,
hola,
everybody.
Here we go.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. Chris, I'm still celebrating from Cinco de Mayo. I'm sorry.
Hello,
girl,
everyone.
Oh, my God. Did you turn up? I know you did. I don't even know why I'm asking you that question.
You know, I tried. Like, I didn't really. My besties turned up a little bit enough for me. So, you know, I was a designated driver this time. So I didn't get to do
what?
A whole bunch. Yeah. But, I mean, don't get me wrong.
You was feeling good. Did I lose Jana? Jana? I don't know what happened. Well, we may have lost Jana. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Girl, my fat face hit the button, the end button.
I'm like, where is Jana?
I'm just talking. Next thing you know, my face said, "Dude." I'm like, no, please not tonight. Lord, Jesus.
Uh-oh. Girl, I'm like, did we schedule the show for 5 minutes and forgot?
don't do me like that in public. I did it the right way this time.
That's okay. You know, my face be hitting the buttons too. But back to Cinco de Mayo, surprisingly, I stayed at home.
And got drunk.
But I still stayed at home, which is a big deal for me because I normally celebrate like a Mexican, but I guess I realized this year that I'm African, and I just chilled at home. And it's good when you got a bestie that's a caterer because she whipped up some delicious shrimp nachos, and we had a couple of drinks. And
girl,
happy Cinco de Mayo.
What's she cooking?
She be cooking everything. That's why, like, we fit so perfectly together because she likes to cook. I like to eat. We just go hand in hand like peas and carrots. You know, it is what it is.
I've watched you have a few food orgasms over the weekend that just threw me. Like, I don't even look at certain foods the same way no more.
Donna,
you and your little
Donna,
listen.
She seems so good to my fatness. I'm talking about, I had a crab cake that Jesus made. I don't care what nobody say. Jesus stepped down, and he said, I'm going to get her life right. That crab cake was so big and so delicious. And so
that
I was dancing while
like
I
was
eating.
Steroids or something.
That's okay. I like steroid crabs. I do. Look how ghetto I am. I like steroid crabs. But
oh
I was,
God.
You know what, though? I had a lot of fun at the Sisters of Lit book festival in D.C.
Girl,
the food was
who
good,
is you
but
telling?
Just meeting the people. We at the food, girl. Didn't we bring St. Louis to D.C.?
Yes,
I believe we did.
Yes, we did. Girl, oh, my God. Like, I got so, like, so many people. Like, y'all is crazy. Y'all do this everywhere y'all go? I'm just saying, like, I'm just me no matter where I'm at. It don't matter where I am or if I'm on the phone, what we talking about. I am me. I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how to switch it around. I don't know how to make it different. I'm just me. But I had such a good time seeing all my, you know, I bought, like, the same little clique that I have. Like, I just love, like, when I get with all them. And then when I, like, this weekend, like, really added more people to it. It was so much fun. Like, a lot of fun.
I was so happy to finally meet Rashida. Let me say, Rashida has been supporting Penetration After Dark since the very first episode. She's not
my
one
little
of those
bitty
people.
Boo-boo. I love her.
Listen, she's not one of those people who call in just because somebody on her. She call in every week. Oh, my God. She's so tiny, I just want to put her in my pocket and take her back to St. Louis and make her say coffee in that New Jersey accent all the time. She's like, coffee. Like, I got to get my coffee. I was like, yes, get coffee. Get coffee.
Don't be trying to steal my little lady. I love her to death. That is my sweetheart right there.
Yeah, so and Diane. Myself. Diane had to take a little nap, you know, because everybody
Diane
takes
with
her
the robust
we'd be
booty
drinking.
Yeah. I thought I had
her
a big
booty,
Jesus.
Is so big. I was jealous because, you know, I got booty at the top, but then it kind of like, it's like a cliff. It's there and then it fall off. You know, I hate that. I'm like, well, I ain't got no bottom booty, but here comes Diane. And I'm talking about she got top, side, underneath. She got that little cuff, you know, right there, the little cuff.
Right. She's talking about some John Let's Twerk. Girl, I don't want to stand next to you. Better go on now.
I can't even deal with you and her twerking. I can't even deal. I'm like, I'm just going to sit my little bitty booty over here. With this top booty, I ain't gonna bottom jiggle sit down, but I had a blast. If you guys did not come this year, make sure you come next year because Rita and Papaya, excellent. I'd say that was a job well done. I had a lot of fun. I got a lot of books too. Did you get a lot of books?
Yeah, I got a few.
I started one book. It's called. I can't remember what it's called. Oh, my God, I'm so trifling. What
really, you're
going to
bring it
called?
Up? So now it's authors.
I know. I
like,
can't even think. What I wind up.
So now, later on, when you think of it, don't even bring it up.
I know, but I wind up putting that book down anyway because I picked up another book.
You real trifling. Don't tell nobody. Don't even mention the book that you're reading later on.
I ain't going to tell them. I ain't going to say their book because I don't want to play them out, but I did pick up I Need You Too. And I was reading it up until, like, 3 minutes before the show started. That's why I called it so late.
The guest, I need you too. Who said? I seen that somewhere.
That's Hakeem Stokes.
I know I seen it because somebody asked me to look at their book or whatever. And I was like, okay, I remember seeing that. Okay. All right, so... on to the bullshit bucket, then we got to add with... we're going to go ahead and pull our guest for tonight. We haven't introduced our guest. We're still talking about the weekend.
Okay,
our guest
well,
for tonight is Martha Valene Jackson. What you say, ma'am?
I say, yeah, let's introduce her because this bullshit bucket, oh, my God. Let me sit up straight so I can get ready for it. Now, Valene Jackson, tell them a little bit about Valene.
You want me to tell them? She's 21 years old. I think she's still 21. According to her bio, she's 21. She's a senior at Jacksonville State University. I don't even know all her personals. I'm trying to read. I ain't got my glasses on. Excuse me. And her first published work, she was in an anthology called A Valentine Kiss in February 2014. This past summer, she signed with KL's publication and her first short story released in September of 2014, and she's working on other releases.
Okay, Miss Valene, I can't wait to talk to her. But now it's everyone's favorite time of penetration after dark. You know, a lot of people be talking about the bullshit bucket. I don't know why they like when we act a fool, but.
And actually, this time is not on me. I don't have anything to add to the bullshit bucket because it's like I've been dull, like, but and everything has been hyped to me. So I don't have anything bad to add to the bullshit bucket. I didn't have to watch any porn.
You haven't been watching porn.
I haven't watched any bad. I haven't watched any bad porn. Let me rephrase that. I haven't watched any bad porn.
So no fisting, but okay.
Yeah, none of that. I didn't get into any of that. But we will go get into some bullshit, though, with this I don't do thing. But go ahead. Talk about what you think, girl.
Okay, so I'll be all on surfing stuff and looking at stuff. And I'm going to pretty much look at every video except for fight videos. I don't want to see us fighting each other. But I wanted to fight my eyeballs when I saw this video that I am going to place into the bullshit bucket. This video. Okay, so it's thought out, and the girl, she on her hands and knees, and she got on her panties and her bra. And, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to get in the groove because he's standing behind her with a belt. I'm like, beat her ass. That's what we like. We like that pain. Oh, I'm so for it. And then he talking like mad shit. Yeah, I'm going to get up in this shit. Pow, hitting her with the belt. I'm going to do this shit real good. I'm so tuned in to what they saying. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait. Pause,
wait.
Bring it back. Hitting her with a belt.
Donna, I know you don't like that, but it's some of us out here who do.
Hitting her with a whole belt? Bitch, I was punching that motherfucking face. Girl.
You can't if you being
God.
Submissive, Jay. Like, it ain't like he was going back like you a kid and you did something bad and you get your ass whooped.
Let me pause you for a minute, just for 1 second. I don't do belts. I just started wearing belts. My mom used to beat my
ass. You cannot say what you don't do, and that's what our topic is.
No, in life, if me and you finna fight, and you whip a fucking belt off your waist, bitch, you the one the whole fight because I'm done. I'm not even finna fight you. You finna swing a belt at me. I'm gonna go back into you see Freddy versus Jason when he poured that water all over Jason and he all on the ground crying as the water followed him. That's me. When I see a belt, I don't do belts. Don't pull a belt
now
on me.
You know, I
real
do not
serious.
Watch scary movies. You know I don't watch scary movies.
But I don't do belts. In other words, I don't do belts. So not pull up. Don't play with me with a belt. Don't act like you're swinging the belt at me because my smile is gone and I'm serious. I'm going to swing my fist for dear life. Do not pull a belt on me. But finish.
I could handle the belt. The part that I think made me stop tuning in was he got on top of her back and was like kind of riding
her. He did the monkey on the back.
I was so embarrassed. He got the top of real shit, then he was like, oh, funky ass bitch, yo, dog ass. And I was like, so he don't roll her, she a dog. So that's what made me really pay attention. And then I listened really good. They were playing Take Me to the King in the background. That was their background music. Take Me to the King. Take Me
bullshit
to
bullshit,
the
definitely.
King.
Bullshit bucket, definitely. What?
Girl, I'm putting this so far in the bullshit bucket. I wanted to report the video. I did. I had to save it so other people could see it because I was just in disbelief. I said, you are not going to whoop her ass and ride her back like a dog while taking me to the cage or something. So that's going in the bullshit bucket, and we're just going to leave that in there.
Girl, let's pull this off the end. I'm done with you for the rest of the week. After this, I will not be talking to you. Let you know
can't nobody get busy to take me to the king. Who does that?
Valene
on, because I'm getting I'm gonna call her Val because I've been drinking.
Arthur Valene. Is it Valene?
That's correct.
What is it though? Tell us the weird way to say it.
That's right. Valene is right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Well. Hi, welcome to the PAB. As you can see, it gets a little crazy around these parts. We'll try to reel in a little for you, you know, considering you're young. We won't taint you too bad. We won't taint you too bad.
Pretty sure I can't be painted.
Huh?
Pretty sure I can't be painted. Nothing too much I haven't heard.
Okay, now.
And the sad part about it, that video that you're talking about, I've seen worse than that, literally. I've seen people have sex in church. People having sex in church is worse than that.
That's what I'm saying. I can't get down. I can't get down. And I'm there.
I'm just going to put that out there.
However, I love God too much to be in church doing something like that. What's wrong with people?
Well, kind of, sort of. That's well, not calling anything out. But if he's in the parking lot, maybe it's not that bad.
It is on holy ground.
Yeah.
That is holy ground.
I mean,
I've been
in the parking lot a time or two, but not at church, you know.
Ain't nothing
before we veer off, let this young lady look at me being mature. Girl, shut up.
I know.
Girl, you better be me this episode. Miss Valene Jackson, introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. Let the readers know about your work before we go into, you know, your genre. Do I say that? Is it genre or genre? Is it genre? Girl, that too. Let them all know about all that good stuff, you know. Go on, ma'am.
Okay, well, my name is Valene Jackson, and many people call me Val. And what is really unique about me being an author, a lot of people do not know. And thus far, I actually have published 4 published works. And my most recent one was Hustler from Conception, which is a full-length novel, and I love it because the main character, AC, she's a complete badass. And she just embodies this woman that she embodies the whole term pretty is poison. And like literally you would see when you first open the pages of the book, everybody thinks that AC is a guy because of the way she carries herself. And I just love that because the world is so twisted that they believe that only a man can do certain things. And just like, please, women just do it better in a whole lot of aspects of things. So,
no, that's
yeah.
Right.
So besides writing urban fiction, I also write romance, and I've tried horror, and it was great, too. So I'm open. I'm open book, literally.
What's up? And you're going to get ready to graduate, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Very proud.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. Do you have anything new coming out? Or these are your works?
Actually, I can't. To reveal the actual date, but a part 2 is coming soon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, that's good. People love sequels because everybody always asks me, when you write the sequel?
So they say
people say they hate
money,
them, but they really love them.
Well, no, don't say that. We like a sequel, but I don't want a part 29 either.
Yeah, I don't
know. I just seen a part 12.
See, that's too much. I guess some people say they like those kind, you know, where I just can't get with a part 7, a part 6, a part 5. I'm done after 3, 4, maybe.
When I seen it had a part 12, I thought it was a typo. I was like, oh, maybe she meant 2 instead of 12, but how could you let that get that far, you know, without seeing it as the one in front of that 2?
Story.
It has to be some type of growth. It needs to be some type of growth. If your character is totally growing, I read all Kimberly Lawson Roby books. I have been following the Curtis Black series for the longest, but she'll venture off and write about the son instead of Curtis, or write about the wife. And don't keep on talking about this same heifer who been messing with the drug dealers since 99, and it's 2015, and she's still messing with the drug dealer, and he done left her a whole bunch of times. They got back together. I don't want to keep reading. I need some growth and a lot of sex in my book, so I hope you got sex in your book, pal.
Oh,
well,
yeah. It's definitely in there. I've had some people read. I don't know. I think what's really funny, one time my mom, she reads. She's like everybody else. She reads when it actually comes out. And I was at school when she got a chance to read it, and she called me, and she was like, Val, this feels so wrong because you're my daughter, but I'm going to say this with the utmost respect. You had to been horny when you wrote this because, damn, girl, I almost called my man over here.
Really?
Like, I don't think I was, but,
Oh, well.
I mean, just imagination. Take me there.
Well, that's good, though. Like, which one of your
Well, before I ask about your characters in your book, like which character you love the most, you can kind of be thinking about that. Like when you sit down to write, What do you have to have? Like, is it like something to drink? No, you have to be thinking about your boo. Like, what is it that gets you to write a scene like that?
Actually, it's basically how I write sex scenes is how I write all my books, period. I have to be in silence. I have to be, like, I really don't like nobody talking to me. I don't like music. I don't like television because I don't want nobody to be like, oh, I read this and this comes from that song or that came from that movie. And I'm just like, no, I need all my stuff to be original. So I have to have complete silence and just let my imagination do the talking.
You ever had to roll the scene and have to stop and be like, girl, you have to get your own life together after reading something you wrote? You ever had that moment?
Sexually?
Yeah, of course. Everything's sexual on the show.
The sequel that I'm working on, I was writing a sex scene for that. And I was just like, let me just, because, you know, when you proofread, I had to proofread over it. And I'm proofreading, and I was like, damn, I wrote that? Oh, hold on, wait a minute, let's just close the laptop real quick because, hey, I wish I had me a man right now. Why you wrote that, Valerie? What's wrong with you? You can't be talking like that. We ain't got nothing to fulfill it. What's going on?
Girl, you better have you a bag of tricks next to you. Why is you playing?
Mm-mm. You hear me? I can't use those.
You can't what? Really?
Yeah, they
girl,
hurt.
You better shame the devil and tell the truth and get your buzz on. Stop playing.
A bullet will change. A bullet will rearrange.
Will change your whole life. It will give you so much life.
Mm. I keep thinking about it, but every time I think about it, like, it's maybe TMI, but I'm close built. And the way, like, literally at certain points in time, maybe it's too much information, but my hand hurts. So just sometimes the touch of my own self hurts. So I know me using a bullet or anything, that would be a waste of money for me.
Listen, let's pick something. I'll be in here working at bullet so tough. I'll be in here sweating like it's the real thing going on. I'll be in
I will get that bullet going.
I have to think.
What kind of bullet?
Wait a minute, but what do you have that you sweating and you using too much? Girl, I got that thing called the tongue. That motherfucker is like that. I don't do nothing.
Girl, that regular sugar bullet. I will be in here sweating.
I have to take a nap.
Yeah.
A nap.
I'd be like, okay, Val, I'm sorry.
But Val, I'm going to need you to get your life, honey. You 21. Everybody over the age of 21 needs a bullet. Even if you just use it in the room with your fellow, like that, you need one of those. Because he ain't always going to make you come. Trust and believe that. So if you just sneak on over and pull it on out while he humping and you put it on, he's going to be like, gosh, this bitch freaky. What? He going to love it. Not even knowing, you think in your head like, oh, this nigga ain't going to make me come. Let me help him out.
Mm-hmm. You don't know
what John
said.
You're
not even
going to
know
that slick move you just did. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, girl.
Listen, and if you want to
try,
listen, my little fingers is wonderful, too. My little fingers.
Okay, so.
Pigs in the blankets.
Yes,
well,
they get it right.
I guess fast fingers work.
They do.
I don't know.
I'll be working them. I'm talking about rotations. I'll be like Mr. Miyagi.
Valet.
See, we play too much.
Because Crystal can snap again. She's going to stop talking for a minute. Val.
Yeah.
You okay. Oh, ma'am. Okay, so. She's just enthusiastic off with these little beast fingers she's talking about. Okay, so you say your main character in your book is TC or CD? What'd you say? Some initials.
AC.
Hey, AC. I knew it was some initials. AC. This is a woman. Is she lesbian? Or she just talk like a nigga?
Nope. It's just when it comes on, it's actually when it comes on, is she actually in the book, she has three names. Her name is AC, Ace, and Ashanti Colosimo. Ashanti Colosimo is actually her real name, which is what AC stands for.
And what does Colosimo mean?
That's her last name.
But what does
she's
it mean? What would you come up with that? Do it mean something?
No, like, she's Puerto Rican and black, so, you know, Hispanic last name, you know.
I mean, I'm just wondering if it, you know. Some people be saying words, and it, like, if you look at it, the you know, the
opposite way, it spells something else. You know, like red rum, murder. I don't know. It just sounds like it should have been something else. But don't pay me no mind.
Okay, so where is her?
I don't think I see where you're from. Where are you from?
Oh, that's not mentioned. That I don't claim that part of the state.
What
state are you from?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I'm from St. Louis. They killing people every day. We got a whole serial killer down here, but I still rep
it's
my city.
It's
so new,
boo.
I'm just saying, like, Ferguson, like, 2 minutes from me, but I still, you know, I still say where I'm from.
Oh,
where
from Alabama at the point.
Oh, girl, you're from Alabama. Why? Now you couldn't say that.
Nothing wrong with Alabama, girl.
Shoot, it's boring.
They got them thick cornbread-eating men down there, don't they?
I was just going to say, ooh, them country men is below the Mason-Dixon line. They say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and they got the big hands that are just, okay, I'm sorry. I had to pull it back.
That is such a cliche. Everybody believes that South is so the Southern gentleman and the courtesy.
No, I don't believe that, but I've seen a few thick ones down there.
Yeah,
they probably
y'all
fresh
age. Because I stayed in Mississippi, and I went through, you know, everybody was so nice and polite. But, you know, the younger kids, y'all so turned up nowadays. I'm like, damn, I thought I had it, you know, the game gone and running with it. But y'all started pretty early.
The sad part is the ones that are younger than me are more booked than I am. And they look older than me, too. This is sad part. Everybody sees me swear that I'm 16 years old.
Oh, you look like
you do
a little
look
baby.
Young in the picture that I've seen. You do look a little young. You do.
I get carded everywhere.
Well,
I
love getting carded.
Yeah,
me
I love
too.
It.
I'd
like,
rather
hey,
look young than look old. You don't want to look
wait
old.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
No, I don't
want
to look old, but it's just funny.
Wait a minute, pause. So when I say, wait a minute, pause, that means I heard something that caught my attention that I need to bring to the light. Because over the weekend, persons who shall not be named was carded, and she was set about this. I mean,
because I think I was trying to do something, and I got carded. And what was I trying to do? I was
trying to get in a club. You was really upset about this. Of course you were. But
that was because I thought I didn't have my license, so I was pissed off. And listen, Jonna had me drunk since 1 o'clock that afternoon. We sat there and drunk The Rock and ate cupcakes. So when I thought I didn't have my license, and he tried to card me. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. This is too much. I know
fast.
I look old enough to get my license.
I didn't be carding
in years. It made me too mad. But
so we get in the car to leave. She got it in her damn purse. We had to drive all the way around and come back. It's still in her purse. She didn't even look. But anywho, we're not going to get on her.
Yeah, Val, don't pay no attention to her because she be tripping on me sometimes when I be good.
It's okay. Yeah. You guys sound like me and my best friend, how we talk to each other, so I completely understand.
Girl, she upped my soul.
I know. Everybody kept asking us if we were sisters because just the way we talk to each other. But it's all love. It's nothing but love whatsoever. So that's a good thing. But we're going to get down and dirty into this conversation. And we're going to talk about the topic.
The topic of the show is men that say, I don't do that. Now, y'all know this is really upsetting me because I can't wait. Now, mind you, I do have a few I don't do. But when the man say it, they make you make that ugly face like, you don't do what? You don't do. Who says that?
When I'm not read that, I already know what I had to say.
Girl.
Well, then let's start it off. Whoever want to go first, whichever one of y'all.
Wait a minute.
What have
so
you
do we
heard?
Want to pull in? We have a couple of callers. So we do want to take a couple of callers, or do we want?
Yeah, let's
because it's 30 minutes
callers.
In. So let's see who's on the line here. 862, you're on the line.
Hey, Jonna. Hey, Crystal. Hi, Verlene. It's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Yeah,
how
y'all,
are
you, ma'am? Yeah, you're laughing now. It wasn't so funny before, huh?
Now, yeah, what happened, girl?
What happened, really? Anyhow, we'll talk about that after the fact, but I just wanted to call in and support you guys.
You know, this is my second time listening to the show, but I will be forever listening to the show because the topic is very interesting. And I do have some things I have to say about what men want, what they claim they don't do in public. Mm-hmm.
Is this the Nyan we was talking about earlier with the big booty?
Wait, I said we'll talk about that later.
You know, I had to throw that in there just to mess with you.
Wait, I had to inbox you and be like, the moment when your new crew is on the radio talking about your, come on now. I'm screaming at the phone like, really?
That thing was moving, boy.
Really? But anyway, I say two things. First, let me go back to Verlene for just. I'm sorry. Is it Verlene? Verlene? What is it?
Valene.
Okay. Let me just say this to you guys about her. She's 21, so she's probably not comfortable with the toys and things yet. But it comes with time. You know what I mean? Because I think at some point we were all a little shy. But as you get older, you break out of that shell and you just like bring it on. You know what's the new thing? You know. So right about now, she might not be to that point where you hoes. Oh, excuse me. Where you have to do that right about now. I really, America, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that. I really didn't. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm embarrassed. But
this girl said, America, I love her. Oh, my God. Girl.
But she may not be to that point yet, so, you know, be easy on her a little. But, you know, that's a conversation that come July, we're going to talk about them toys. And
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And then my second point was as far as the men and what they claim they won't do. They claim in public everything they claim they won't do in public is the very thing that they do in private. Okay? So you can listen to a man say all he wants, but the true tale comes in the bedroom. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, babe.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, all we're right. Going to put you back on hold. That is true, Val. Like, when you get 31, you're going to be like, Chris, girl, I got that bullet. I'm going to be like, I told you.
Crystal, were you on here?
Huh? Yeah, I'm on here.
Are you on the dashboard?
I'm not. What's wrong?
My internet. I'm trying to pull in, I believe, Rashida.
Oh, Rashida is such a ball of fun. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll try to get the internet.
I hate Charter.
That's okay. Yeah, I got Charter, too. Charter sucked. Everybody was mad about the fight Saturday as well.
I second
that
motion.
Oh, my God.
Because the cable went out. But let's just get into the topic. I'll pull my computer up so I can get on the dashboard.
Do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, well,
go ahead,
Valene,
kick off the topic.
What say you about a man that says, I don't do that? Like what is your reaction? Like, okay, so for instance, you and old boy, y'all talking, and everybody knows I like my booty ate. So, if I'm talking to a dude and I'm like, he like, what you like? I'm like, should I like to be licked from my ruler to my tutor? Like, toes suck. Then he busts out, oh, I don't do that. What would you say? Like, if he didn't do something you really, really enjoy, what would you say?
You know, funny part is I've actually been through that. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'm pretty sure it's not me. As females, we really kind of believe in our head that sometimes if a guy says no, they won't do something, that we kind of can get them to do it anyway. And that kind of where my mind was. When he told me that, no, I don't do that, I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe eventually it's time he will. So we're just going to go ahead and just knock this out first. And because right now, it's up that he likes on that level. I don't do it at this moment either. Well, I won't give it to you if you won't give it to me. So I figure, hey, maybe it'll come along.
No, I'm ready. I'm going to curse you all the way out. What is you talking about, Jack? What you mean you don't do it? Not you. The dude. No, ma'am. Not you. Mm-mm. never done anything to me. No. I'm just saying the dude, like, I'm going to curse you all the way out. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, Jack? You don't do what? Who says that? Yeah, no.
I love them.
Mm-mm. Crystal Renee? Oh, Lord. Okay, let's finish. I don't know where she went. But, yeah, so, I mean, like, okay, for instance, if a dude told me he didn't do that for me, I don't think there's a reason for us to keep talking. Because if you're not doing everything I want, then there's, I mean, I'm going to find someone else to do it. But what are you here for?
True.
That's just my opinion about the situation.
And in my case, if it's something, okay, say I want head, and you're like, I don't do head. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, me neither. Well, we both going to not do it, so.
So, y'all, you just, no.
I'm like, you're fine, I'm fine. Cool.
No
check,
head.
Check, check. So, eventually, if you want a break, and you're like, okay, well, I want something, like, okay, well, in order for you to get, I must be given. Simple as that.
No.
And there's neither, like, you need to get nothing. Yep.
No. No. I'm trying to wrap my head around this and, you know, function correctly. I don't agree with that. Just because you don't do it, I don't do it. Like, I enjoy both ways. So if I can't get either because I'm being petty, you know, I'm very petty. So if I can't get either and I'm being petty, it's like, what is going on? Like, why are we here? Just for you to pump on me? No. I need everything. I need my body to release.
Sometimes I can be quite stubborn.
Huh?
Sometimes I can be quite stubborn and petty, so I can sometimes
not be stubborn in
that way.
You can be stubborn in that. Okay, so this is, oh, Lord. So, Crystal, let me see if she texts me, because something's going wrong here. No longer on the line. I'm not seeing my screen. I hate this. I'm just so, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Girl, I be having so many technical difficulties. Like, I'm still learning it all.
Completely fine.
I can't see anything again. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Like, it may just be me and you. For the next, because we only got like 10 minutes left in the show anyway. So it like clicked off, like my internet, like, oh, I hate Charter. And so I'm just going to let you introduce yourself. And once again, let everyone know about all your outlets and where and you know, where they can find your work, where they find your book, if they can order for you, if you have any new, like, are you doing any touring, any book signings or anything like that?
No, but I do need some, and anybody that has them, they can contact me through my email or through Facebook, and I am willing to come tour, do book signings, motivational speaking. I'm all open to it. Just hit me up. I promise you I will be there.
Okay. Oh, well, give us your Facebook, your IG, your Twitter, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, for my Instagram, because that's one of my most favorites, because I love taking pictures, it's just all these other underscores. It's JUST underscore a little ALITTLE underscore Pritzy, PRISSY. And for Twitter, it's the same thing, but it's so different. And it's JUSALIL underscore PRISSY. And for Facebook, most of my author page, for my personal page, is Arthur Valiant Jackson. But for my book page, for my books, is www.facebook.com/Valiant Jackson. And you can stay up to date with, you know, if you buy the book and you take a picture with it and you send it to me, if you support me, I show you showing the support that you've given me. And I put the picture on the page, all the ratings, I do that too, and, you know, keep you updated with what's coming on and kind of talk to the character too.
Okay. Yeah, you need to actually talk to the character of both books.
Okay.
Oh. She's back.
I'm back. Woo. Okay. I had to go through hell and hot water.
Okay, so can you see the screen now?
I can. I had to run, grab my computer. I don't know what happened to my phone. I'm like, I'm texting Jonna. I'm trying to talk. I'm like, guys, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm back, though.
That's a good thing.
Okay, because I was ending the show. I didn't tell her, you know, to tell us all about everything. Because I
we're not ending this show. We're not ending this show, y'all, time. And y'all going to listen. They're going to appreciate why we're talking about dudes who talk about what they don't do when they know they do what they say they don't do and all that other good stuff. But see, I have something for this guy to be like, I don't eat ass. I don't do all that. All you have to do is kind of just like lift your spirit up a little bit and act like you're running, and he's going to be excited doing what he's doing anyway. So then his mouth will accidentally twist down her, and then before he know it, he likes the face. There it is. See? Thank you, lady.
So, Crystal, is 201 still on the line?
Yeah, she is. I see her.
Pull her in.
I see her. Hold on. Let me pull her in.
Get ready for ready, Rye.
She got that short people syndrome. Oh, my
and
God.
And we have Rashida in the building.
Hey.
Short set.
I see her dancing right now.
You know I am.
Oh my goodness! What's up, y'all? Hey now.
Hey boo. Hi.
Hi. Y'all know I got my sticky notes because I got a whole lot of shit to talk about. I had to pull out my sticky notes because I was like, damn, I'm gonna forget this shit. No, I got to write this shit down.
This girl got sticky notes. Oh my God.
No, I'm not. Oh Lord. Okay.
All right. First of all, Crystal, mm-hmm. you going to put me, you trying to put me in your pocket? That's going to the bullshit bucket, okay?
You cannot put stuff in the bullshit bucket.
Yes, I already told you how I feel. So you going to put that shit in the bullshit bucket. I'm not getting in nobody's pocket, okay?
But you just got to keep saying coffee to me. That's all. When I wake up in the morning,
coffee.
I want you to say you want some coffee.
I will say coffee, but I'm not getting in the pocket. Okay, that's got to go in the bucket.
Okay, no Rashida in my pocket.
Okay. What else? John,
can I pick you up and put you on my hip?
No. Can he pick it? No. No.
Please, at the Harlem Book Festival. Just let me pick you up once.
I will act like I don't even know you. I will disown you.
Okay, I won't pick you up and put you on my hip.
Shit, don't do that. I'm not a kid. No more locked doors. We ain't got that shit going on over here, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What's next on your list, Miss Rashida?
Mm-hmm. You on this damn belt? That video definitely got... I can't even listen to Take Me to the King no more because I'm going to just be thinking about him trying to ride her ass and whoop her with this belt.
It made me so mad. I said, you're not going to do this. Jesus did not die for this. Focus in.
Speaking of Jesus, did Black Jesus make some crab cake, girl?
Yes, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, every time. I'm just still thinking about this line, this damn Take Me to the King. Was he Mufasa?
I was so embarrassed for her. I was like, so he's going to ride her back like this?
I'm going back. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
He was the
most from the Lion King.
Rafiki.
Who?
Rafiki was
Rafiki.
Rafiki was a monkey.
Yeah, I was going to say, he did the monkey on the back.
Girl, by the paws. Mm-mm. We can't do that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That ain't happening. And as far as this whole what they ain't gonna do the topic, in the words of Tamar, he gonna have to get his life if he told me what he ain't gonna do, because we just ain't gonna even have that conversation. You just gonna do it and that shit's it, or it ain't going down because we ain't gonna talk
gonna
about
find
what
out with somebody
do.
Sitting on his face.
Mm-mm. We just gonna have to. Why we gotta have that kind of conversation of what you gonna do and what you ain't gonna do? Why we can't just try it?
That's what I say. Nothing beats a failure but a try, you know?
Yes, ain't that the truth?
They say it's grocery. Everybody likes to eat
penetrate. I'm not talking to Crystal. So, Rashida, if somebody just was like, I ain't even going to ask her. I'm just going to stick my whole penis in her ass. Surprise her. You don't want to talk about that first?
I'm talking about things that what he gonna do to me, not who did this shit, that ain't right.
You see what I have to deal with, Val? Do you see what I have to deal with,
right.
Sam?
Listen.
I'm just saying, you know,
listen.
We have a couple of I don'ts. I just don't like when a man tell me what he don't do, like. Only thing a man should not want is his ass ate or his ass penetrated. Other than that,
I'm not sucking no toes. I'm not putting your feet in my mouth.
I had a guy ask my friend that.
He's a grown man. He's literally.
Val, can you tell me what he said to her? Because I want to slap the shit out of his words.
Your mouth is going to drop. He's literally, the guy, he's like 6'7". And for him to even ask, first of all, he was like, can I get a rim job? And we were like,
what?
No, he didn't.
Oh, what?
6'7"?
Yes. And we was like,
that's
what?
A lot of ass.
We thought that he said ram. And he was like, nah, ram. And so my friend looked it up, and she looked at me and was like, are you doing this to me? And he was like, nah, you crazy. This is the other way around. And he was like, you got me, right? And she looked at me like, are you serious? And he was like, you think I'm playing? You got me, right? And I was like, what?
She
should
have
my eyes so big over her. They almost fell out.
She
waiting to see what she said to him. How many curse words did she say? How many bitches was he? What, I mean, I need details.
She actually
just like,
went in her purse.
She was like, are you gay?
Her
friend went in
her
purse and
said,
what? She was like, are you gay? And he was like, no, I ain't gay. She was like, are you sure?
No, he ain't
gay.
Sure.
I heard
they got a lot of feeling back there, but I don't care. It's a spot that you got to stop it. It's right underneath the nuts. Just stop right there. Don't go
but
no further.
But wait, isn't the topic things that he won't do, not what she won't
do?
We ain't playing that she won't do shit. Because there's a lot of things I ain't doing. So we ain't playing that shit. Now, what he won't do, the only thing he ain't going to be able to do is that exit. We don't play that. Some women like that shit, but not for me.
You think
I'm going to
be down there
licking
the full grown man ass? Come on. I'll be myself. And then men don't even wipe their ass correctly either. Like, just like right now, I know for a fact you got shit stripes down the back of your boxes. I'm not putting that in my mouth, nigga.
Oh my God. Put me back in the queue.
Yeah, I am, Rashida, because you done stirred up all this stuff. I'm putting Rashida right back in the queue.
Thanks
for calling me. I'm
back. Bye,
Rashida. Y'all are crazy.
I'm all done, Val. I can't believe he even asked that.
And the thing about that, through a text message, she was actually in, it was like through a text.
I can hear it in his voice. This guy, he said, he's like, you're going to get me a real job. Oh, my God. Like, I would break a man's soul if he ever asked me that. Like, he won't ask another woman that. After he asked me, I swear he would never ask another woman that question.
Yeah.
But the sad part is like the reason for him to ask for it, somebody had to do it to him. That's what I told her.
Because he's pretty confident. He's like, you got me or what?
Exactly.
What? Come on, a rim job. Come on, nigga, don't be saying no hip shit to me. Just say, you want me in my ass so I can curse you out and get it over with. Let me tell you, you going to give me a rim job. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not even buying you no rims for your car. How about that? Don't even say rim to me. I'm not even drinking out the rim of your glass.
I am really upset about this. He asked for a rim job.
Girl,
what was your
friend? He was mad. Listen, the sad part about it is this happened while we were, like, at a party. So they literally killed her whole vibe. And, like, she was so pissed off that we left. But it made me mad because
I had to leave.
I was like, how about...
I'm done for the rest of the night. I don't even know. No, I'm not going to say he don't respect you. I'm just going to, because some men like that, I just look at, you know, they just get that real big side eye from me because, like, you are, it's just little, that's like gay tendencies, like in a movie, something in your eye.
But I see, I don't even think it's gay tendencies more than it's just nasty as hell. It's like, I need to know, am I giving off a vibe for you to ask me that? Do I look like I just need to ask?
Like, what do I need to take this red lipstick off? Like, did this red lipstick make you think that I'm going to leave a lip print on your asshole? Like, what do you
Listen,
think? Like,
don't do it. You will make me throw all my red lipstick away. Let's say a different color because you know I love that red lipstick.
Tell me about it. Don't make me throw my Mac away, please.
Oh, my God.
You heard me. I love opera, and I don't want to throw it away, but if that's what they think that means, I'll be wearing purple from now on.
I already told you what I see, red lipstick, baby. I already told you what I think when I see red lipstick. First thing coming to my mind is I don't what that mouth do because, like, you, like, women with red lipstick on, like, they can just suck the chrome off a tailpipe. Like,
you hear me?
Damn.
What did I tell you earlier? I had a mug looking like Michael Jackson. The skin will be gone. But, okay, that's me.
So...
Cause, you know, I've been drinking wine. I have been drinking wine. I was nervous, Val, because I was like, she's 21, she's young. I hope we don't say nothing. I don't want us to be the ones that turned you, but you sound like you already turned. That's my type of girl.
So, I don't know. I think life or experience. So, and I was like, Felicia, she was like, are you sure? She was like, I was like, she gave me the list of the shows, radio shows to choose from. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with that one. He's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I can read what it says. I can read. And she was like, are you sure? I was like, listen, you're not asking that again. I've read the terms. I know what it's talking about. I can handle it.
I was like,
had I known you signed up,
we would have went ham.
Right, because we toned back all our questions because, you know, we didn't know, like, the situation. You know, we didn't want to offend you. And then... turns out you're a little small.
Yeah, you like us. What's your sign? What's your birthday? When your birthday?
Oh, I'm Team 69.
You what?
Huh? I'm a Cancer.
Team 69.
Yeah, Cancer.
You know the zodiac sign is 69.
Are you Cancer or no?
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius
and Virgo over here.
Oh, my God.
I'm the good girl, as a Sagittarius. I'm the good one.
Oh, stop saying that. Oh, that zodiac sign. It takes my mind all other places. Jesus.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you put any of your own personal sexcapades in your books?
To an extent, kind of, sort of, in a sense. Like, my anthology, A Valentine's Kiss, like, that is the complete description of just a little twisted of me and my ex. And for Tracking Double Standards, I think a little bit, the reason why I had to put it down while writing it, because I think that was like, we were together for 4 years. So we did a whole bunch of shit. Just put it like that. And a couple of scenes got used. Let's just say that.
Do we know? Can he sue you?
No. And he asked one day, I was like, did you write about me? And I was like, if you've opened any of my books, your name is not in it, so you can't sue me.
I know, that's right. People do want to sue. I'm like, I'm broke.
Well, you can call it all my money with Stella Mae.
Or you can come to the Harlem Book Festival.
In Jesus' name, I will be there.
Oh, we can't wait to meet you then.
Awesome. So now I'm talking, like, I'm short too, so don't talk about me.
I'm going to put somebody in my pocket. It's either you or Rashida.
No.
Well, then I'm going to put you on my hip. I got to carry one of y'all. I like little fun size people. That's what y'all fun size. Little fun size people.
I wear heels.
How short are you, Miss Valene?
I'm not that short. I'm 5'4".
I'm 5'3 3/4,
but I'm 5'4 1/2, but my doctor told me, baby, let that half go. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, so I'd be like that. I'd be like 5'5
maybe 5'6" with my weave, but
I'm not your weave.
5'4". Yeah, my weave, not my weed. Not to be confused with that, because I do have that, but that'd be in my pocket. My weave is always tall, so yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm glad we had a chance to get to have you on and talk to you about these books. They're Trifling Double Standards. I like their title, Trifling Double Standards, because nothing irks me more than people feeling like women can't do stuff that men can do. That pisses me off so much, especially sexually.
And I cannot wait to bring the second one with that, because so much has added up over time with Trifling Double Standards, especially sexually. This one guy told me, he was like, I slept with plenty of girls, and the girl he talked to, and he was like, he asked her how many guys she slept with, and she was like, 3, and he was like, man, you a hoe, and I was like, wait, what? She's a what? You slept with half of a school, and she slept with 3 guys, and she's a hoe? I'm confused. I was like, I can't wait to write
my number. I never get my real number. How many people you slept with? 1?
I'm like, I don't know. I'm still a virgin.
You know, I would say multiply by 10.
-2. Mm. I'm still waiting for that special day. That's my response every time.
-2. Well, once again, in Penetrations After Dark, things have went left field as usual, because sometimes there's a curve that's thrown in there. Pleasant surprise sometimes, especially if it curves up, but we always bounce back. I like the curve up, but that's neither here nor there. That's the wine talking. But do you like a curve? Let me ask Valley. Do you like a curve?
There ain't nothing curves like a curve, that motherfucker. They go to the left. Oh, my Jesus. Girl.
I like the curve up.
Those are good. They hook you.
The button pushers.
I call them a hook, and they hook you, and they make you sprung, and they make you crazy. They have you outside of windows looking like niggas you sleep.
I've been there.
Yeah, that curve up is a beast. But that curve to the left, you're like, what's over there? What are you hitting? Why is it over there?
Well, unfortunately, guys, we only have like a minute and a half left of Penetrations After Dark, but I had a great time tonight. I really did. I'm sure I didn't know what to expect, but you are so cool and so laid back. So we're going to have you on the show after your next book comes out. And we know we can get down and dirty for real. We know we can really get down and dirty, but as usual, guys, you can go to the bookstores or online and pick up my book, Kiss of Death or Wealthy and Wicked by Chris Renee and Miss Jonna. You can let them know your book.
I write a little bit. Jonna B. Google me. What did it say? Google me, bitch.
Oh, I know that's right. You better get politically. Okay. Now, Valene, hurry up, honey, because we have like a minute left. Tell them where they can get your books at.
Same for me. You can either go to Google or Amazon.com and you get the whole list. And preferably, I bet that you order Hustle from Conception, you enjoy these 5 stars down the board.
Okay. Well, you all have a good night. Thanks for tuning in.
And we thank you guys for having
this conversation on Facebook at Penetrations After Dark. If you're not in the group, what are you doing? You need to be in the group.
We're awesome.
Thank you, guys. So make sure you check out Penetrations After Dark on Facebook. Make sure you check out Urban Grapevine Magazine. The June issue comes out. Guess who's in it? Me and Jonna. How cute are we? So we will see you guys later. We love you. Good night. All of that good stuff. So, okay.